Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want winners.
Mulligan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. On the line is Nick Costos, the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Insider Calls, presented by BetMGM. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays from 2 to 6 on the BetQL network, and you can watch from 5 to 6 on NBC Sports Now on Peacock. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
What's going on, guys? How are we doing today?
Doing well.
We're fired up. These games are going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to all of them, but obviously the big quarterback battle is the centerpiece of a great weekend of NFL games.
Yeah, that game, of course, is the Ravens and Bills coming up on Sunday afternoon. And guys, as it stands right now, people may be surprised to hear this, given that Buffalo's the home team. The Ravens are actually favored in the game. Baltimore's a one-point favorite on the road at Buffalo. And this doesn't mean, what I'm about to say, guys, that Baltimore is going to win the Super Bowl. I think Kansas City's going to. Baltimore's the highest-rated team in the league. So if and when Baltimore and Kansas City play next week, if that matchup occurs in Kansas City, the Ravens are going to be favored in that game. Like, the Chiefs will be home underdogs if they play, at least to start. So people should just get used to Baltimore is the highest rated team in the league. Doesn't mean they'll win, but that is their rating. And I do think that they will win this game, guys, coming up on Sunday in Buffalo. It's my favorite bet of the week of any of the four games. I think the Ravens are flat out better than the Bills. When they played back in week 4, the game was in Baltimore on Sunday Night Football. Baltimore ran for 8 yards per carry, 270 yards on the ground. The Bills do have some defensive players back in this game that missed that game, but this is still an undersized Bills defense that is not built, I think, to stop like powerful rushing attacks like the Ravens have with Derrick Henry and, of course, with Lamar Jackson. And I do think Lamar, and they're both great, I think they're both going to go to the Hall of Fame. I think Lamar's playing a little better than Josh Allen. I'll take the Ravens, guys, to win on Sunday, in Buffalo.
What are your other favorite prop bets, oh, prop king?
For props, I mean, we could go with Lamar Jackson over rushing yards in that game, Josh Allen over rushing yards. Allen runs a ton more in the postseason than he does in the regular season. I like that a lot. I think it stands to reason that Commanders-Lions is a game that's going to have a lot of points, right? The total's 55.5, and the Lions, I think, are likely to score a ton. So you're going to see Washington in catch-up mode. Jaden Daniels rushing yards prop is at 54.5. It's tough to imagine he doesn't clear that pretty easily, especially, guys, if Washington is down in the game, which is the expectation.
I'm curious, do you have a pick? I know you have a pick on the national championship. That's a lot of points. It's moved. The line has moved. I think the look-ahead line was 7.5. It opened at 9.5. It's down to like 8 last I checked. Notre Dame against Ohio State. We won't talk to you before that, baby.
Yeah, so Molly, you're right that we have seen some movement in this game. And actually, the recent movement here has been towards Notre Dame. This was like close to 10, and now we're sitting Ohio State is still a big favorite in the game. Ohio State is 8.5. So I think I said with you guys last time I came on, I have Ohio State to win the title. That's been in for a while. I have an exacta Ohio State over Notre Dame. So I'm chilling in this game. I just need Ohio State to win. I think they're going to. As far as like the actual bet goes, like picking the side of the game, I think you're going to see a lot of people making the case for Notre Dame. Notre Dame has the better coach. I don't disagree. I think Marcus Freeman's awesome. I would strongly urge him to avoid the Bears. Sorry. Impossible. and so we could be the king of Notre Dame. Seems pretty good. So Freeman is the better coach in the game, and I don't think this is going to be Georgia-TCU a couple years ago, right? 65-7 Georgia. I don't think that's going to be what this is, but Ohio State's way better than Notre Dame. And if Notre Dame's able to keep this game close, the Bears should just give Marcus Freeman a blank check because the talent disparity is vast between these two teams. I do think Ohio State wins by 10 or more. I like Ohio State a lot to win the national championship on Monday night.
Before I let you go, any other favorites this weekend?
Yeah, so let's see. I just want to have the right spreads and stuff. Okay, so Kansas City, 8.5-point home favorite against Houston. I think the Chiefs are very likely to win the game. If I had to bet a team to cover, though, I would take the points with Houston. Maybe Kansas City wins by 7. These two teams played like 3 weeks ago. Kansas City closed a 3.5-point favorite in that game. So this is a huge, huge disparity between those two numbers. So I like Houston if I had to bet that game. I do think the Chiefs will win. And then Rams-Eagles on Sunday on Peacock and NBC at 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Central time. Philly's a 6-point favorite. My sense is Philly will get bet a little bit as we approach kickoff in that game. I would be more apt to take the points with the Rams to keep the game close. But what I really want to do is bet the over in the game. I'd like to bet over 43.5. It's 44 right now. I think it'll go down to 43.5. Matthew Stafford, that week off, seems like it did him wonders on Monday night against Minnesota. He was throwing darts. And I think Sean McVay will have something cooked up for this Eagles defense. And on the flip side, everyone's way down on Jalen Hurts in the Eagles offense. The individual players are still awesome. And I want to bet on the Eagles offense when the market's against them. So I do like the over coming up with the Eagles and the Rams.
Great stuff. You know, your prop last week was Calvin Austin, and you had him at over 23.5 receiving yards. I believe he had one target, one catch for 25 yards. Well done.
Well done, King.
And you know what we call that, Molly? A winner.
That's exactly right.
We absolutely. And can I throw a Bears thing at you very quickly?
Please, please.
So the difference between fandom and betting, right? If I'm a Bears fan and the Bears hire Mike McCarthy, I want to walk into Lake Michigan. Like, I'm not happy about that as a fan. But as a bettor, because, you know, like the NFC North is awesome, and the Bears had a terrible season. I don't think like 7.5, 8.5 maybe for the Bears win total. So fandom, I think you don't like that. But as far as betting goes, I think if the Bears hire Mike McCarthy, they win 9 games next year, and I would bet over on their win total. Can they win the Super Bowl? Probably not. But would they be respectable? Definitely. Just the difference that I think is interesting between fandom and betting. And wishing everyone, Minimal Sweats Winning Bets, the absolute very best of luck.
That's great stuff. It's a good point. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
That is Nick Kostos from BetQL, and we should let you know that the host of You Better, You Bet, Odyssey Betting Insider Nick Kostos, all those insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines on the BetMGM app.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former 3-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.